Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
So hot.
It's hot out here.
We're back talking Disney films. We're doing the Caravan of Garbages. We're going through every Disney film ever because Mason hasn't seen some of them or most of them.
My God, every Disney movie? Yes. I did not agree to that. I said some Disney movies.
It was in
movies.
The fine print, Mason.
Okay, all right.
Why do you think we started with Dumbo? We wouldn't have started with Dumbo if we weren't going to do everything. We'd start with something worth talking about.
That's true.
If people could leave a like on this video, that would be great because we are talking about Frozen, the 2013 smash hit. Now, notoriously, Mason, you hate some Disney movies, but you like maybe one of them. Where are you at with Frozen?
I like Frozen.
Did you love it?
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, I'll take
Frozen solid.
Very good.
Didn't even mean to do that.
I bet you did. This movie...
I'll now to cross that off my notes of things that I meant to do.
And now I can die. Right. So the history of this movie, believe it or not, it goes back to 1937.
Okay, I can believe that.
Disney
would... because it's a public domain property that Disney stole?
Exactly.
Of course.
Because it's because they were considering a live-action / animation biography of Hans Christian Andersen's story, The Snow Queen, which this is very loosely based off. Got some more history here for you. Ready for history?
I'm ready for history.
I'm sorry, everybody. I know history's boring, but sometimes history repeats itself, and it's important to know what things happened in the past.
I find history fascinating, unless what you're about to say is boring, in which case I'm going to give you a very comical yawn and turn away from you.
Fair point. They put it on hold during the war because they were mostly making propaganda stuff.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Is that interesting enough for you?
That's pretty interesting.
Are we stifling a yawn? That's pretty good. The idea of it came back during the Disney Renaissance in the 90s.
Okay.
It was going to be a Disney Pixar project in the early to mid 2000s, but that fell through.
It was going to be called Ice Cars.
You're probably not wrong, yeah. And in the late 2000s, Chris Buck, who co-directed Tarzan, was developing Anna and the Snow Queen. It was going to be traditionally animated, like the Frog Princess.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of making a bit of a revival, but it again went into development hell. And then after Tangled's success in 2011, it was revitalized as Frozen, with Chris Buck again and Jennifer Lee directing.
Incredible.
Together at last.
Oh my God, yeah. My dreams have come true.
So this,
it's a whole new world.
That's right. So this movie kicks off the modern era of Disney animation. And
what about Tangled?
Sorry, I'll start that again. This movie helped kick off.
Thank you.
The modern era of Disney animation success.
Along with Tangled.
Along with Tangled, exactly.
A movie I've just realized exists.
Yeah, because during the 2000s, that was called the post-Renaissance era, where they were just like, what are we doing? And most things we're making doesn't do well.
We haven't even done Tangled yet, they said.
We did Bolt. Is this anything? No.
No.
It's not. John Travolta is a dog?
They didn't even call it John Travolta.
Very, cross that off your list.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I can double die now.
So, I quite like this movie.
I did too.
It kind of gets a bit of a bad rap because it did so well.
Did it? Does it really? Is there backlash?
Well, because it's one of those things where it does so well that it comes around to kind of like, well, is it really that good?
Oh, I see.
But I think
right.
It's quite good. And what I like about it in particular is the sisterly relationship of the two main characters.
Yeah.
Which we haven't really gotten in a lot of other Disney films. I guess Lilo and Stitch has an element of that.
Haven't seen it. What about Tangled?
Tangled, well then there's no sisters in that.
Maybe they should have added some sisters.
Well, I don't disagree.
Maybe that would have double kicked off the Disney Renaissance, you know what I mean?
Can you
wouldn't
imagine?
Have needed Frozen. That has a sisterly relationship in it.
Yeah, but I think the fact that it kind of sets that love...
Just FYI, does this, me talking about Tangled now, does that mean I don't have to see Tangled?
No, you got to see Tangled.
Oh, God damn it.
Tangled's good.
Stop talking about Tangled then.
Save it.
Focusing solely on Frozen.
So they kind of put the love stuff aside because it starts off as this kind of saccharine Disney love at first sight kind of movie. And then
right.
I like the way that they kind of subvert that. Flip the bloody genre on its head.
Yes.
And it's about sisters and being friends and shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sisters doing it for themselves.
That's exactly it, yeah. How do you feel about the comedy in this though? They've got Olaf, the comic relief.
The little snowman.
Yeah.
Yes, the magic snowman.
He's got hay fever. He's having a bloody sneeze. His nose comes
off. Really, really enjoyed his song about how much he's going to enjoy it when summer rolls around.
It might be the best song in this whole thing. Uh-huh. It's certainly the funniest, yes. Yeah.
Who's he voiced by, do you know?
Josh Gad.
Ah, okay, yeah. That's cool.
Initially, that character...
Also sung by Josh Gad, I wonder?
Yes, I believe
there you
so.
Go. All side notes, I'm glad we're in the era where even though it's celebrities doing most of the voices,
sure.
At least they know exactly what they're doing. Kristen Bell especially is great in this.
Yes.
Great acting performance, great singing performance.
I disagree with that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the soundtrack for this was a massive bloody phenomenon. It spent 13... non-consecutive weeks.
Oh, yes.
At the number one.
It's that non-consecutive that really makes it something special.
Yeah,
that's what right. knocked it out of the charts, I wonder?
Yeah, so that...
Might have been Usher.
It could have been Usher. It certainly could have been, yeah. Till he was giving everybody chlamydia or whatever he was up to.
A what?
I'll cut that out of the video.
Oh, yeah, cool. Leave it in for
the audio.
I
really love Do You Want to Build a Snowman? Because it starts as this fun, upbeat kind of thing, and then it devolves into this... It's quite sad. It's a bloody emotional song. Love is an Open Door is like a fun kind of wacky love song. Mm-hmm. Finish each other's sandwiches. It's a good joke, right?
Oh no, that's the one. That was the low point for me. We've seen that joke tens of thousands of times.
I know, right?
Why can't they replace it with a John Travolta joke? You know what I mean? Something fresh and new.
Because you pioneered that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And they don't want to give you any money for that, do they?
No.
I mean, Disney will just take something anyway, won't they?
That's true. They'll just, oh my God, they're going to put John Travolta sequel. Look, it doesn't matter.
Let It Go was like the biggest hit from this. And I don't know whether it's just I've been battered over the head with it, being a former primary school teacher, and it's just been around for what seems like 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not my favorite song in this by a long way. Do you feel the same way?
Having heard it for only the first time
get out of here.
No, it's true.
You'd never heard Let It Go.
I have heard, I'm aware of many references to it, but I'd never heard the song in its entirety.
And?
It's pretty good.
Do you not think it's a weird Katy Perry Firefly knockoff or whatever?
Haven't heard that song either. Maybe it is.
What is happening?
You know you don't have to listen to commercial radio if you don't want to, right?
I used to be a teacher. I heard them all, mate. I'm not up to date now.
All right, okay.
But every song from 2005 to 2015, mm-hmm. I know it back to front, mate.
Oh, wow. You've got a 10-year perfect record there.
Absolutely, I do, yeah. And the thing about that Let It Go, because of the way that song talks about how she's kind of shedding her responsibilities and being who she wants to be because she's secretly a magic princess or whatever. Do mm-hmm. I need to recap the story of this? Not really.
Not really. Everybody's seen Frozen.
Except for
again,
you. Even
no,
you.
I have now, so everyone's seen it.
Yeah. So the idea was that she was going to be an evil ice queen.
Yes.
And this was kind of a big evil queen moment, but they realized that this is actually a song that makes this character more sympathetic and relatable. So they changed it so she's not actually an evil character.
I see.
Yeah. Because early on in this, it went through a number of iterations dating back to 1937, as mentioned. It was going to be that they weren't even royalty and they were just kind of two sisters. And one of them was just like, I'm the Ice Queen, I'm evil. And the other one's like, he's up, all right?
Yeah, settle down, all right?
We don't like any of that.
Why does nobody else have any powers in this universe?
Maybe they do, mate.
Just her and trolls.
Her and trolls, and it's a good point.
Isn't it, though?
I think, there is fan theories, and we'll get to some fan theories.
Oh, I see, I'm ready.
Anna is Summer with the...
Oh, I see.
The fiery
orange
hair and whatever. But that remains to be seen from Frozen 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo. I wasn't going to make the joke because it's 1,000 years old, but...
It's true. Sorry. Frozen 2, we finish each other's sandwiches. I'll stoop. I don't care.
No, people appreciate it. You know, I'll say this for this movie. Well, I like it, for one.
Good.
It's already been established.
Do you? You like that movie that's universally loved?
Yes.
I'll say that for this movie. I also like it, yes.
It's beautifully animated.
Yeah.
It looks incredible. They did that thing that they often do in Disney movies where they brought in a live animal, this one being a reindeer.
Okay.
I also like that the reindeer doesn't talk and he just imagines that it talks and he does kind of both personalities. Mm-hmm. So instead of talking animals, it's just a man going mad.
That is good. He's been in the snow a really long time.
He really has, yeah. They also did research trips to Norway to figure out kind of the landscape and the architecture and things like that. They also did falling and running and walking in snow in different outfits to kind of get the idea of cloth on snow and depth and all that kind of situation. Have you ever seen more realistic snow, Mason?
Look, I understand.
Have you ever seen more realistic snow?
No, but what I'm saying is that it all sounds like a lot of excuses to just go on paid holidays.
Well, that's what they do. They did it for Lion King. They were just like, can we go to Africa? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Could have just looked at some pictures.
Yep.
You get the sense of it, don't you?
Yeah.
Look, I've been to Africa and I've seen some pictures of Africa. It's about the same.
There you go. You should be brought in as a consultant.
Definitely, yeah. Or at least some kind of travel agent that stops people from traveling.
Yeah.
Here's some pictures. Don't worry about it.
That's the same. Don't worry. Traveling's very expensive, but these pictures are $5.95 each. There you go.
And I've signed them.
Don't use the internet. It's no good. Only I supply the pictures.
So, look, I wasn't really sure what to talk about with this because it's been talked to death. It's been out for 6 years. Everybody who's anybody has had an opinion on it, Mason. Everybody who's
even
you. So I thought a good way to kind of wrap this up is to talk about some fan theories.
About this universe, that's okay.
And let's see if they've got any validity. Let's crack this nut right now, Mason.
Okay, let's do All right.
How about this one? Hans turns out to be an evil character.
The prince, yes.
He was the youngest brother. He was never going to inherit any kind of kingdom of his own.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So in this, he's like, well, now's my opportunity.
Yep.
The idea was that he kind of mirrors the people that he meets. So when he meets Anna, he's kind of goofy and fun. So
he's a genuine psychopath.
Yeah, he's a sociopath, essentially, uh-huh. Yeah. But there's also a theory that Elsa or the trolls actually turned him evil because he starts off quite nice and then he does take that turn. Right. There's the moment where Elsa kind of blasts everybody with ice when she first reveals her powers to the world. Maybe when he was in the snow, the bloody trolls got him, mate, and froze his heart or whatever.
Maybe. Or his nuts.
Yeah. That would turn any man.
I think so.
So what do you think about that, though? Did you buy the turn that this character
took? It comes
took?
A little bit out of nowhere, and yeah. I think I would have to watch it again just to see if there's a little, you know. Let's get on it.
What are you doing right now?
Doing this podcast video thing.
We can't
thing.
Do it now, then, can we?
We don't have time, but yeah. I would like to go back and see if any little tells are in there, or if they were just like, okay, last minute, let's make him evil.
But there are little things like, you know, the heroic moments where, you know, when one of his henchmen is going to go shoot Elsa with a crossbow and he lifts it up.
Mm.
If you watch that scene closely, he actually times that shot. He looks up to see the chandelier and then aims the henchman's crossbow to drop it on Elsa.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's pretty crafty, mate.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of craft.
I mean, if he were craftier,
him.
He probably wouldn't have revealed his evil plan to Anna
just really
before
good point.
He thinks she's going to die.
That's a really good point, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about this, Mason? The sunken ship in The Little Mermaid, a movie you probably haven't seen.
No.
Okay, there's a sunken ship in it.
No, I gathered that from what you said when you said the sunken ship in The Little Mermaid. Like, I wouldn't assume you were lying there.
Okay.
Like, you'd go, the sunken ship in The Little Mermaid, and I'd go, I'm familiar with it. And you'd be like, I was lying, I've tricked you.
Gotcha. So in that sunken ship, there's a bust of Prince Eric, who's a character from that movie.
Yep.
A movie you haven't seen.
How'd it get there?
Doesn't matter. It's sunk. So, but the idea is there's actually a...
My bloody interest is sunk if you're not going to explain this.
Well, at the start of this movie, you see a statue that's very similar to Prince Eric, which is thrown by Anna into a cake. And the idea is that the parents who are shipwrecked, that's actually their ship.
I see.
So what do you think of that? Is that possible? Little Mermaid reference and connection. A movie you haven't seen. Is it connected to this movie you've just seen, barely?
Yes. Okay, yes. Good.
Confirmed, yeah.
But they live on opposite sides of the world because one's all cold and one's all tropical.
What about this then?
Yes.
Chris Buck, who's the director, has confirmed a fan theory that Elsa and Anna's parents are actually Tarzan's parents. If you've seen Tarzan 99.
No.
It figures.
Had to check, but no.
Yeah. Tarzan's parents, you know, they wash up on this island. That means they must have been pregnant when they left.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe they were at sea for an extraordinarily long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would basically mean that Tarzan is the brother, the lost brother of Elsa and Anna.
I see.
I mean, Tarzan's supposed to be British, so I don't know how that factors in at all. But that was confirmed by Chris
Buck.
It's
Europe. Sounds like Europe.
It's Europe,
isn't
it?
It's all Europe, isn't it? It's all the one.
It's all the same shit, is
what
you're saying.
That's right. It's all the same dreary mass, isn't it? But all right, so that means, okay, so hypothetically, Elsa is ice.
Yes.
And then a winter.
Yep.
And then if Anna is summer,
mm-hmm.
then do we give... Does that mean Tarzan gets a season and then there's one more?
Oh, that's a really good point.
That's a new theory for you.
What's Tarzan then?
Would
he be spring?
Yeah, because he's always springing about.
That's great.
Thank you.
So where's autumn? Bottom of the ocean, probably.
Yeah, probably in that sunken ship, if I had to guess.
But also, producer Peter Delvecchio denies this fan theory. He says that they're not actually related because Chris Buck directed both or co-directed both. So he's like, yeah, why not? Uh-huh. But the producer's like, no!
And the producers have all the money, so the answer is no. Yeah. I'm shooting that theory down.
Okay, here's the last theory, the most controversial of all.
Okay.
Kristoff, with his reindeer, is actually young, hot Santa Claus.
Oh, that's pretty good. Did you invent that?
No, I didn't. Okay. It sounds like something I would invent.
It really does, yeah.
But no, I read this online.
Works for me.
Man going insane in the snow. He's got a heart of gold, but he's got a bit of gruffness about him.
And I think at a certain point, if he's not the dumbest man in the universe, which he might be, I think he'd probably figure out that selling ice in the snow, not the greatest business model, but if he sells toys.
That's true, actually.
Pretty good, right?
I mean, he's not always selling ice in the snow, is he? He goes up in summer to get to the mountains to get the snow. Comes back.
And the mountains is where Santa lives.
Exactly.
So this checks out.
Where he does all his murders. Sorry, everybody. It's the truth.
That one's not a theory. That is truth.
Anyways, I prefer Tangled, if I'm honest.
Well, I don't. I mean, some would say it's because I haven't seen Tangled.
Some would say that, yeah.
But this is not a video where we talk about Tangled. No. As we've established.
But I think part of the reason for that is because Tangled is oft overlooked. It's not getting a sequel. It got an animated sequel. And there's something about that movie which is it really kind of revitalized the industry with the Disney animation.
Some might say it's a Disney renaissance.
Some could say that, yeah, absolutely. Not the first one, of course. But I still think this is a really terrific movie. But more than that, it's a terrific kids movie. Kids love this movie for a reason. People still watch it for a reason. The music still hangs around for a reason.
To annoy you. All those things are to annoy you.
Did I tell you it spent 13 unconsecutive weeks in the top charts?
Boy, did you. Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Unconsecutive.
Oh my God.
Sorry, non-consecutive. Does it matter? Anyway.
Not to me, but to others, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a Disney movie that you don't hate.
That's correct, yeah. I haven't hated them all. That's like
true.
Aladdin.
That's true, actually. Mm-hmm. But people can go through and see how much Mason hates The Lion King if they want to step back in time and check that one out. It's absolutely outrageous.
I'm standing by it.
Anyways, this is Caravan of Garbage. We do this every week, but we also have videos every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Do you like Frozen? Do you?
Me? Yes.
I know you do. But do people in the comments like Frozen?
I don't know. I can't see the comments.
But do you think
you haven't
they
put
do?
The video? You haven't put the video up.
That's
so
a good
there
point.
Are no
but
comments
if they're
yet.
Hearing and seeing this,
yep.
The video's up.
Huh.
So they can do their opinions.
Huh.
Yeah.
So should I read the comments before you upload this?
Yes.
Then I can give you an opinion now.
Absolutely.
Over whether they enjoyed this video.
And I'll re-edit it back in.
Okay, great.
Great.
Sounds like a lot of work for you, but I'm ready to do it.
Also, if you've got a suggestion for Caravan of Garbage, please, we'd love to hear it. Leave it below. It can be a movie, a comic book, a TV show, a video game, whatever. We'll look at your crap thing.
Tangled.
Yeah, we'll do Tangled.
You like it.
I don't really have anything to say about it. I like it. What do you want?
Maybe there's some wacky fan theories.
Yeah, they probably are.
Maybe Tangled Lady is related to Elsa and Anna.
Well,
and Tarzan.
Well, funny you should mention that.
Maybe she drowned in a boat.
Because Rapunzel actually turns up in this movie. She's in this movie. This is a sequel of sorts to The Tangled.
Oh,
yeah,
I
when
see.
Everybody's entering the castle, you see her there. Yes. Yeah. So there you go. That is fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Also, if people are interested in coming back next week for Caravan of Garbage, here's a little bloody hint for you, mate. Again, for the audio version, I don't know what it is yet. So
you lost. You're flailing wildly.
Just padding for time.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
In the video, it'll be edited in.
Do you want me to suggest something? Or?
Yeah, I mean, if you want, what do you got?
Tangled?
Mason, I don't... We just did Frozen.
Yeah, we did.
I feel like you got to break up your Disney properties.
That's
you know
true,
what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Treat them mean, keep them
I
keen.
I think they should break up Disney. It's a monopoly.
Oh, that's not incorrect.
I'm happy to say that on the audio version only.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. If I say it on the video, they'll find me and kill me. So
they will. Anyways, hit subscribe if you want. There's always stuff to check out. Plus, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. That comes out every Monday morning. We'll be doing one on Frozen 2 probably, I'm guessing. If you've got the commute to work, you want to hear the news of the week, you want to hear a topic, feel free to come along.
I mean, not the real news of the week.
No.
But
that's depressing. You don't want
very
that.
Very depressing. It's fun news about Spider-Man and things.
Exactly. All right, see you guys next time.
Grab that gem, you guys. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.